While some are making the move off the grid, others are choosing to go offline. Last January, commentator Mary Sojourner made a bold pledge.
I have cluttered my days with email, floods of environmental alerts, tedious jokes, bloodless intrigues, and seductions. I'm going off email, I said, and was instantly afraid.
Sojourner has been communicating in an email-free world for the last year or so. She says she has gained much more than she gave up.
Where email once chattered, I've found more than I could have imagined. 3 to 5 free hours each day, 1,500 hours a year, 60 full days of my 60th year. In that newfound time, I've encountered fear, boredom, loneliness, and time for human connection. Three-dimensional, difficult, and real. Dozens of email pals faded away. My family and friends, editors and coworkers made more phone calls. We gave each other ourselves, face to face, and the distinct pleasure of the weight of a letter in one's hand. We groused about how it took longer than our hair trigger email exchanges. And we all admitted that how we felt, how we loved, seemed to run deeper. My most joyful reacquaintance has been with the characters that live in my short stories and my long dormant novel, Going Through Ghosts. Most poignant with the ghost of the woman who taught me to love words, my mother. She was a gifted woman and a misdiagnosed manic depressive who tried to outrun her gray days and terrified nights in the nonstop busyness of household chores. Now, without my online sedation, when I am afraid, I clean. Futilely. Cats and research notes pile on every horizontal surface in my two-room cabin. So be it. I can live with this clutter. Because my computer's huge memory holds no distraction. It contains only my words. During this offline year, I've revised 13 chapters of my novel and written 8 more. I've had time to fill the pages of 6 journals. Rereading them, I realize I've written another book. It is a memoir. It holds 365 days in a woman's life. These days are lonely, joyful, ragged, and content. They are too long and too short. They are filled with raven, squawks, and silence, guided by the rhythms of sun, moon, and mountain weather. They are no longer punctuated by the words, "You've got mail." This book of days is a story of sacrifice, a word that once meant to make sacred. I call this new book Going Offline, A Woman Reclaims Her Life. And in my decision to stay offline, the reclamation and the stories continue.
The comments of Mary Sojourner, a writer and contributor to the new book Living in the Runaway West. She's heard here thanks to member station KNAU in Flagstaff, Arizona.